Bez Hashem continue Shmir Salashim Perik Beis, Shin number 131, where we continue to discuss Maunoso Yishol Odom Ba'ilum Azeh Yaseh Atzmai Ki'ilim. What is a person's job? Ba'ilum Azeh. What is a person's tafkid here in this world? Yaseh Atzmai Ki'ilim. He should make himself like a mute. So the Chavetz Chaim says from Chazal, Gam Diktiku Chachmeinu Zal, B'loshin Kodshom, Ba'ilum Azeh. Chazalak Doishim said specifically, Ba'ilum Azeh, Ma'unosu Shel Adam Ba'ilum Azeh. What is a man's job, his craft, that he should focus on here in this world? So really, you could say the same statement without saying Ba'ilum Azeh. We all know we're talking Ba'ilum Azeh. I mean, the question is not, what is a person's craft Ba'ilum Haba? Of course not. And we're not asking, what is a person's job to do in the world to come? We're talking, what should a person be doing, focusing on here Ba'ilum Azeh? So the question is, so then, if that's so obvious, why did Chazal have to say Ba'ilum Azeh? This is the Chofetz Chaim's question. And he answers as follows. Loimar. Shal yachshev ha'odem benashay kivar hu galti b'zeh mikam shanim yoyisem hi'uman lumnosay. A person should not think, you know, I've already learned Hilchos Chofetz Chaim twice, maybe even three times. I've learned Shmir Salashin also, the sefer we're learning now. Let me just focus on something else in my life now. Now, when the truth of the matter is, we should also learn other topics. But if a person feels I made a check, and that's it, I don't have to focus on this topic anymore, to this the Chofetz Chaim says that's incorrect. A person should not be thinking, I've already been accustomed, and I'm in silence for many years. Even I'm working on this topic even more than a person who goes to get a profession and work on his trade. And I don't have to put so much focus on this anymore. And that's why Chazal tell us that's incorrect. That attitude, that mindset is incorrect. Ela kol yimei chayev, kol yimei chayev, all the days of your breathing life. Yargil ha'odem es atzmai be'umnus hazu. A person has to accustom himself with this profession of yasa atzmai ki'ilim, making himself like a mute, which means silence. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, le'olam le'matzasi le'guf toiv mishtika. I've never found anything for the body better than silence. We're not getting into the mefarshim, just the pashut pshat, the translation of the words. I've never found anything better for the body than silence. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us that it's not just, I worked on this trait, now I'm ready to move on to the next one. No, it's every single day of our lives. To train ourselves that it should be our nature to be a mute person, as the girl brings in his, as the Chofetz Chaim calls it, Igeres Hakdoisha, his holy letter, which is referred to as called Olim Netrufa. Says the girl, V'ad yoyim moisoi tzarich ha'odom liyaser etz atzmoi, until his last day of this world, until he dies. Ad yoyim moisoi tzarich ha'odom liyaser etz atzmoi. He has to afflict himself, v'loy betanis tainis u'sigufim, kim beresen pivu tavoisof, and not with adding fast upon himself and physical afflictions, which for certain tzaddikim, that's for them. We're not talking to that group of people. We're talking to the rest of the world. We're not talking to the 0.1% of the tzaddikim that for them fasting is appropriate. We are not encouraged to fast in this generation. A person wants to do tshuva, says the Gra, put a muzzle on your mouth. Put a muzzle on your mouth and control your taivas. Don't speak when it's not necessary to speak. V'zu yat tshuva v'ze kol pri ha'olam haba. This, says the Chofetz Chaim in the name of the Gra, this is the focus. This is how a person controls himself. He guards his mouth. He's a shmiras haloshin. He watches what he says. We all know the famous pasuk brings the gra, ki ner mitzvah Torah ar. Ner is likened to a mitzvah, and Torah is to light. Continues Shlomo Melech and Mishlei, aval v'derech chayim is teichachas musar. The way of life is teichachas musar. Derech chayim. Want life? Continue to rebuke yourself, to chastise yourself, to admonish yourself. How is that? In a positive way. Feel that you're doing a great thing by holding yourself back. You know, there's a statement people say, they call it, my children say, awkward silence. Hmm. Awkward silence. Well, it's not awkward silence. It's quiet. Appreciate the beauty of silence. Appreciate this beauty. Awkward silence. People feel sometimes, you have to talk, you have to talk, you have to talk. There's a beauty in silence. Now, obviously, we already had learned, if it comes to Talmud Torah, there's a time and place for that also. V'dibar t'bom. Speak words of Torah. It's a mitzvah. But not during Kriyas HaTorah. Not during Chazaras HaShatz. V'ze yoyser mikol ha'tanisim v'sigufim shebo'ilam. And the Gra says that a person who could put a resin on his peh, put a muzzle on his mouth, it's even greater than all the fasts and sigufim and afflictions he would afflict himself.